Muchas Sí. All right, I think we're here, Sean. Okay. This thing here. What's going on here? I wonder. Okay, no, there we go. Susie, you made it. All right, cool. All right, so that's. Right. All righty. You made it. Cool. All righty. Today's show is going to be. I got an echo here. Hold on. Okay. All right. Okay, ST, you got it? You made it, ST. All righty. Yeah, today's show, I'm going to get into some topics of chicanery and sales and med beds and deionizers and all this other stupid shit that's coming out. Friend of mine from Japan sent me these articles and what they're advocating over there. Hey, Selma, how you doing? And I'm looking at all these devices that they're advocating. They're charging a massive fortune. And the sales pitch, and it's a new age sales pitch, so just so everybody knows this as well. We have these people now saying they're talking to the 11th dimensional beings or 13th dimensional beings or the 100th dimensional beings, and they've given them this fantastic revelation, this orientation that they now are going to give mankind. This saving device that's going to save them all. And this is really, this is nothing new. This has been going on for what, 50 years? It's been going on throughout the health food industry over here. Drink this, you'll have a bigger boner, bigger boobs, tighter ass, six pack. You're going to be a sex god in bed, and oh, the whole nine yards, right? And it's again, one of those promotional things, right? Especially when you're now getting into this whole new age, the alien angle. We have this alien angle now. We are now talking to these supreme beings that are so advanced and are so far ahead of us. They are now in their good graces have decided to give us this special tech. So now we're going to get people into a technology, and now we're going to use terminologies like quantum. Everything now is quantum this and quantum that. Makes it sound really scientific, makes it sound like it's really modern and advanced, like an advanced scientific terminology. You are using the term quantum now. And it's going to have a quantum effect. It's going to have this, and it's going to have that. And then they're giving you these devices that are supposed to re remove heavy toxins out of the system. We are now going to remove these heavy duty toxins out of the system that are going to now, create this wonderful detoxification stuff that's happening. And what we're getting in all of this is marketing. Because a lot of times they'll show you these pictures, right? And what they're showing you in these pictures is this like black, grayish, sort of gooey material. Right? Everyone thinks that's black goo. Well, that actually might be black goo. Was a big proponent of black goo on any level. But now they are putting, what they might be actually doing is putting graphene into the solution. So when you run an electrical charge through the water to create the ionic field to create a field, it charges the graphene and forms this gooey mix with whatever else is in the water. It's always a gimmick, right? There's always something. But to the people who are believing in this quantum, you know, and talking to the aliens from the 100th dimension, and they are, you know, all of a sudden, yeah, quantum dots. And that those are real. Yeah, it could be quantum dots. And, you know, it's another thing. It wouldn't take much to amplify the effect of a quantum dot in a solution. Because usually they add a little salt, right? So salt is a conductor. Then if you add anything else in there, it's going to get a charge running through it. So when we're looking at all this stuff that's being sold, the Japanese people are being screwed big time. Totally screwed. Because they believe in this mumbo jumbo, you know, mumbo jumbo. And this is the other thing that's really interesting about these people, especially these people that have this interdimensional experience, because they went into a meditative state and they made contact with the dark side of Uranus and they forgot to bring the toilet paper. You know, they are advocating to detoxify nanotechnology. And then they turn right around and tell people to take in nanotechnology. These are people that really don't know anything about anything, don't know anything. They don't know nothing. They do not understand how nanotechnology works. They do not understand what electricity does with nanotechnology. They do not understand what the magnetic field will do to it. They don't understand what heat will do to it. They don't understand what light will do to it or sound. They have no clue. And when they're advocating to use these devices, now the MedBed is really interesting. It will be in the Substack, and when you click on it, you'll see a Merkaba. So you got somebody, you know, this AI simulation, this chat GPT simulation or whatever. This woman going into a MedBed, lays in it, they hit a couple buttons, turns it on, and she disappears, and what stands in her place is this Merkaba. You have now been uploaded to AI. And what we have returned is a hologram. Your DNA has been consumed, and we thank you for your donation to our power supply. That's what these things do. And again, all these things are using terahertz frequencies. We all know that terahertz frequencies just shreds the DNA, completely destroys it. So when we're looking at all the different tech that's being sold, you know, and all the nonsense that's going on. And again, this is going on in Japan, just like it is in the United States. The biggest thing you will hear in the United States and Canada is the Swiss have come up with some brand fangled brand new device. The Russians have come out with something. Israel has come up with something. Japan has come out with something. Everyone's coming out with something from somewhere else. And that's all marketing. That's all marketing. So when you look at these people and some of the stupid shit that they sell, you know, and now they're going to try to tell you that they're going to get these vaccine chips out of your body. These are stupid, stupid, stupid people. But they're playing on the desperation of people who have had these jabs and realize that nanotechnology inside of them. We've known they were using nano delivery methods. This is nothing new. You know, And there's been some new research now that these shots had nanoparticles in them. Wow. We're only 4 years late in the, you know, in the revelation of nanoparticles in the jabs. We knew this. They all had it. AstraZeneca, Janssen & Janssen, Moderna and Pfizer, they all told you it was a nano-delivery method. Of course there's going to be nanotechnology in there. And the lipid nanoparticles, well, what do you call that? But even Bourla has admitted that the lipid nanoparticles are actually the programming of these jabs, and they're embedded into the helix of the DNA. You're not going to turn this off. You're not going to shut it down. You're not going to remove this just by jumping into a med bed. Your DNA, whoever has taken these bioweapons, has been integrated intricately into this technology. That's what's happened. So in order to remove all that, you would have to literally disengage the technical part of it. You'd have to disengage the genetic part of it. You'd have to erase all that tech, removing it and erasing it, and then restoring the original DNA back into the host. Again, I don't know anybody that's doing that. I don't know anybody that's even talking that other than myself. There is another doctor out of Iran. Nobody wants to listen to him either, but he's the one telling you the truth that the LNP is a major component of this programming that they've inserted into people. So I understand desperation. I get it. But this is what they're doing to those of you who are desperate, trying to get this shit out of you. They're playing on your emotions, or playing on your fears, or playing on the fact of that you're desperate, wanting, you'll do anything. You'll do anything, and you will buy anything. You will, you know, well, if they sell you shit, you'll buy it. You'll spend your hard-earned dollars on devices that will do absolutely nothing for you. You will buy supplements that will do absolutely nothing for you, other than further integrate you with the genetics or the DNA or the nanotech, biotech. It's a complete fraud on every level. Everybody's trying to sell you stuff. Everybody's trying to get you to be read by a machine. Everybody's trying to give you some sort of device that's going to charge you up electrically, zap you, zing you, bing you, bang you. And nobody's really looking at the full picture here of what's going on. I always tell people, even with my devices that I sell to people, if you've taken the injections, do not use any device. Because A, nobody, and I mean nobody, understands the nature of the lipid nanoparticle part of this, the peptides and the prions they put into those shots to further augment the synthetic biology that's running into your system as I'm speaking. Nobody's talking about this. You're getting distracted with all these so-called wannabe podcasters that are interviewing nobodies that don't know anything, and that are selling you shit. Nano gold, tobacco, because of some boogeyman that doesn't exist and can't even be validated. Doctors are the worst bunch in this industry to believe. They look at all of you as stupid. They look at all of you as, you know, ignorant. They look at all of you as just people to pick your pocket. That's all they do. None of you read. None of you understand even the chemicals they're giving you. You look at just the cholesterol chemicals. Just look at the statins. The statins alone, you know, has more side effects than you can shake a stick at. The first thing it does is deplete the CQ10 out of the body. That means the mitochondria in your cells, especially in the heart, are unable to produce the energy that's required, and they start to die. This is what they're giving you. And yet cholesterol has never been a problem. Your body produces it naturally. You can eat all the fat you want, it won't kill you. You know, you can take things to make sure that the that the blood is flowing correctly without having to use any drug in the market today because of the nature of these drugs and what they do. So when you're looking at all the, just on that part of it, then they're giving you stuff for diabetes. Then they're giving you stuff for pain. Yet they don't give you the real answers to what's causing the pain. What's causing the diabetes? What's causing the pancreas to be compromised? What's causing, you know, all these issues that we're dealing with today, the doctors are not dealing with cause. They're not doing their job. If they were doing their job, they wouldn't be prescribing drugs. They would be writing a program to give to the government to neutralize the poisons they're putting into the farmers' fields. They would give the prescription to the governments about shutting down the chemtrails. They'd be writing prescriptions in regarding to the technologies that everyone's got with these phones and these towers and smart devices everyone has. They would be writing a prescription how to neutralize or get rid of these things. But that's not happening. Okay, that's not happening at all. What we do see happening, unfortunately, is people are still getting sick, people are still using the medications, and people are still not getting better. It's the same kind of flimflam that's going on in the health food industry. I just had a vision, and this vision, I saw this planet on the other side of the galaxy. I made contact. You know, why would they make contact with anybody from here? Think about that. But I'm that advanced. Why would they want to talk to anybody here? You know, it's like two people who are educated on a high school level or college level or grade school level. People in the grade school level are not going to associate with a person in the high school level. They're in the high school level is not going to associate with a person in the grade school level. People in the high school level are not going to, you know, integrate with people on the university level. It's just a different way of thinking, different levels of thinking. And yet we're going to sell people devices and then tell them to use nanotechnology. See, these are the things that you need to pay attention to when we are talking about what we're going to do in regarding to, again, giving people things that they need to use. And then you don't tell someone to use XYZ, okay, you got a breast cancer, you got a uterine cancer, you got an ovarian cancer, you got testicle cancer, you got penile cancer, you got, you know, hypothalamus cancer. You don't tell people to keep eating soy, okay, because that promotes soy in the endocrine system. Oh, sorry, cancer in the endocrine system. So we don't tell people to continue to use a product that's going to further exacerbate a cancer that it can affect in a certain part of the body. Just don't do that. But yet, this is what these so-called gurus are doing. Yes, get in there. The space people, they told me I got this technology. This is going to set you all free from all blah, blah, blah. When we're even looking at all the innuendo and the unbelievable numbers that they are expecting the general population to believe, because the general population, quite frankly, is stupid. About 95% of the general population has absolutely no brain, nor do they really know how to collect data or look at data or research. They don't know. They have no clue. They're stupid. They don't know how to read. And what they do know how to read is just enough to get them to function. Nothing more. So when we're understanding all the things that are going on today, and again, the full impact of some of the things that are causing all our problems, they're not just one thing or another. They're not just this or just that or whatever. It's a compounding of problems that we're dealing with today. It's not one thing that we're being hit with. If it was one thing we were being hit with, our bodies could handle it quite easily. even getting hit with radiation, our bodies would be able to bounce back. We've been getting hit with radiation ever since electricity was discovered. Ever since they were putting power lines up into the in the air, don't we? We've always been exposed to radiation from just the power lines. It's when it became excessive. Cell phone, iPad, computers, cell towers, smart devices, you know, Li-Fi, Wi-Fi, all this stuff has just been compounding and compounding and compounding. You can't go anywhere today. It doesn't matter if you go into a store or a church or a restaurant or a dollar store. It doesn't matter where you go. We're always being hit with some kind of radiation, whether it's through the lights with the Li-Fi or through the Wi-Fi that they're using or the radio frequencies. If they have a two-way phone or two-way intercom system, we're constantly being hit with it. Then when you're going to the till and they're scanning your devices, that's all laser technology or photon radiation we're being exposed to. So we've always been exposed to different levels of radiation. It's just that at this point in time, we've been hit with so much of it and for so long that everyone is starting to fall apart, break down. Young people are breaking down. 20-year-olds and even young people in their teens and preteens are breaking down because of this radiation. We aren't just, and then again, we're going to be sold. We're going to be sold on a product that puts a little button or a little square on your heart. And again, you got to think a little bit. We're going to put this device right on your heart so that it can deflect the radiation. Yet it will focus all the radiation to that one spot. Guess what? It doesn't work. It actually causes more damage. So nobody's thinking. Nobody's actually rationalizing. Hey, French and rambling, you glad you made it. Nobody is looking at all this. So now when they start marketing all this stuff, get into this med bed. And so we can now hit you on a terahertz frequency band, activating your DNA and shredding that all to hell, because that's what they do. You know, and these are the people that will call people that are telling the truth about science. And all you got to do is look it up. That's all you got to do. Look it up. Just look at the negative implications of terahertz frequencies on the cells and on the DNA and on the tissue. Just look it up. All the bullshit that has been propagated about how safe it is, it isn't safe, never was. In fact, you go on my website, there was a terahertz frequency site that was put there 6 years ago, 7 years ago. Anybody read it? No, of course not. Why would anybody read it? You know, yet it's been there. Long before these people were advocating their communications with the great beyond. I'm having an out-of-body experience. I'm talking to some on the other side of the 100th dimension, and they are now, you know, flying in their spaceship. We're going into interdimensional with that. All this bullshit, it's all sales. All sales. You know, and again, the gullible will keep on falling for this bullshit. It's just like you get on television. You know, send me a donation, I'll give you this magical handkerchief. If you hang on to this magical handkerchief, things are going to happen to you. If you say this prayer 10 times, you're going to see blah, and things are going to happen to you. You know, you're going to have money, you're going to have jobs, you're going to have the women of your life, the man of your life, you're going to have the house you've always wanted. It's all geared to marketing. Greed. Need and greed, you know. And so when you're looking at all these so-called gurus here, let me see if I can read some of this stupid shit here. I mean, it is so stupid. A magnet is used to lure a robotic wireworm, an artificial object, because the wireworm is made of graphene. Now, everyone knows. Everyone that has a half a brain knows that graphene is a diamagnetic. A diamagnetic repels a magnetic field. You can put a magnet all you want to all over your body. It's not going to attract graphene. In fact, it may repel it. So, and again, this is graphene oxide. Is it graphene oxide? This is another thing people need to ask. I don't remember it being graphene oxide. But again, graphene is not a magnetic, it's a diamagnetic. After luring the worm, when we looked under the microscope again, the water worm was visible. Well, it would become visible no matter what if you angle a microscope a certain way. If you look directly down at a nanotechnology, sometimes you do not see it. But the moment you angle the microscope, you will see the fullerene. The fullerene is not a worm. See, they're talking worms. It's not a worm. It's a fullerene assembly. They're not even using the right terminology here. So like I said, majority of this stuff is just ridiculous and beyond ridiculous, really. Let's see here. The glowing ones are nanochips. Some of them are tingling. The tingling is when they react to 5G radio waves. See, again, the glowing ones are nanochips. No, the glowing ones are fullerenes that may or may not be activated. And the glowing ones may be as a result of the microscope angled a certain way that creates a glow around them. And they're activated by light, sound, magnetic fields, electrical discharges, heat. There are also thin nanotubes called razor tips, which contain mechanical components. What they're talking about is the nanochips, the nanoassembly that's going on, and not necessarily chips, that have a barb to them that will anchor themselves into the tissue. Again, another misdirect. The capillaries are destroyed in order for the nanotube to transmit radio waves. That's not true. They transmit irregardless of whether your capillaries are intact or not. Since the nanochips are electrical robots, they can be rendered harmless by causing them to go haywire and become unusable. This is true provided you hit them with an EMP, a high-powered ionic charge, or high-level static discharge. The reason why they insert nanochips and like is because they are trying to turn living humans into robots and control them. Well, they got that half right. Okay, the 5G frequencies distort your thinking, make it impossible to think as you should. Any microwave technology will do this, not just 5G. Those whose thoughts have been taken over will laugh when shown images of the inside of a cell, say you don't need to show it, or become enraged, refusing to believe anything that is said. This is, again, a general response from most people, and that has nothing to do with people that have the tech in them. Everybody has the tech in them. It has to do with the way people think and program. Before detoxification, saliva is used to measure the toxins in the body. That's bullshit, too. That usually has to do with your blood. The card-shaped device that the Senyan is wearing around his neck is a gadget that converts the harmful radio waves to 5G into good energy, terahertz waves. See, again, this is the stupidity that people will read and believe. None of this is true. Terahertz waves are even higher on the bandwidth than the 5G. 5G is in the billionth waves. The terahertz is in the trillionth waves. This will fry. This is what I'm saying. You put these things around your neck, hanging around your heart. Now your heart is getting the shit beat out of it because the focus is totally around the heart area. Those who have been vaccinated have toxins will be classified as superoxidized on the measuring device. Depending on the measurements, will be classified as super reduced, good reduced. Oh my gosh. Like I said, these are idiots. They have absolutely no understanding of anything. They sound like they know what they're talking about, but in reality, they have no clue. And this is what's out there today with the whole nano thing. They have absolutely nothing to validate anything. They can create any kind of special effect, especially with ChatGPT. Total bullshit, most of it. And again, the money, the money that's involved here. These are the people that have come to listen to the high entities on this is unbelievable. I put the links in the Substack, and you can see all the bullshit here, especially with this detoxifying thing about, you know, and again, the way they present it, how they present it, you know, there's just enough truth in it. And again, what it looks like to me, in all honesty, is these people in Japan went to different websites all over the world, collected all kinds of data, hodgepodge the web page together, to make it look like it's scientific. These people have absolutely no idea what they're doing or talking about. And in fact, like this device that they're trying to sell is like $250, which is about, sorry, 830,550 yen. And I believe that's over 5,500 bucks US for nothing. For nothing. I think that's right. Let me double check here. Get my calculator out. I mean, this is ridiculous. So ridiculous. And again, this is the same shit. This is divided by one. Yeah, this device sells for $5,200, you may as well say, plus shipping. So $5,500 for bullshit. $5,500 for total bullshit. Like I said, people that are afflicted and are desperate will run and flock to this kind of horseshit. And the reason why I decided to do the show on this tonight, because this is what's going on everywhere in the world. You got doctors out there that they're being interviewed all over the place, and they seem to have some sort of, they speak with some kind of authority, but they absolutely have nothing that can help you. And they will sell you whatever shit that they have, that they have signed their name to. You have to remember, doctors in the United States and Canada and most of Europe are basically prostitutes, total prostitutes. Oh, I just did it. It's fine. I just divided 160 by the number, and it works out to almost $5,200. I think, you know, it's just ridiculous. Plus the shipping, plus the handling, you know, and then there's the consultation fees that go along, and then there's the treatment. So by the time it's all said and done, if you go and listen to their bullshit and get the treatment and then buy the device, you're probably closer to $8,000 US. And it does absolutely nothing, totally nothing. So they are opportunists and such a critical issue. They don't have any morals. They don't, you know. And this is what's going on just in Japan. This is what's just going on in Japan. It's a total scam on every level. If anybody actually started looking at what's really going on, so looking at the full research and the whole genre with these injections, number one, they are not vaccinations. They never were vaccinations. Number two, they are all nano delivered. All four of them, well, actually all six of them. You had the Sino, you had the Sputnik, you had the Johnson & Johnson, you had the AstraZeneca, you had the Moderna, and you had the Pfizer. They all were nano delivery. So they all had nanotechnology in them. It doesn't matter which one. The difference is Moderna and Pfizer had the mRNA technology in theirs. And I think what was going on was a double blind was going on. They were seeing if the one vaccine would integrate people faster than the other one. And when they found that they could edit your DNA, making you more viable and more accessible for the upload or the download through the access point, through your helix, well, they went with that. You don't see them anymore talking about Johnson & Johnson or AstraZeneca for any future pathogens or pandemics, right? You just don't see that. But you do hear Pfizer. You hear Bourla all the time talking about the CRISPR technology that's in these things that they can now hack into your DNA. And this is the craziest thing. This is a guy that works for one of the largest pharmaceutical companies in the world. And this is a guy representing a pharmaceutical company where they are saying that they didn't compensate for people's genetic factors. They didn't compensate for people's different genetic factors. In other words, they gave you a vaccine or a bioweapon or injection that one size fits all. Well, it doesn't work that way. If everyone's genetic code was identical, if everybody's genetic code was exactly alike, then it would be the easiest thing to wipe out the species just by hitting one person with an actual infection. Wouldn't matter what it is. If the infection was hit with one person and they all had the same genetic code, all that person would have to do is be exposed to everybody else and they would all die. The reason why our genetic codes are the way they are, one of the reasons they are, is because one, they identify who you are and specific. Two, it protects the species in general. Some people may be more susceptible to being sick in certain things because of the way your genetic code is or the way your epigenetics in the area is affecting your genetic code. Others don't get sick. Others don't have that, are not affected by that. So if you have people that die and have people that live, that will continue to perpetuate the species or the race or the culture. So this is one of the reasons why everything's different. When you try to homogenize or monogamize everything to one, then it's the easiest thing in the world to wipe out a whole population. Wouldn't take anything. This is why so many people, you know, when they hit everyone with Ebola in Africa and all the other diseases that they've released in Africa, there's always been a remnant left behind because of the difference in the differences in the genetics. Some died, some lived. Those who lived developed an immune response to whatever they released. You know, that's why they want everybody 6 feet apart. This is why they didn't want anybody to touch each other, because you might develop an immunity with it, a natural immunity. So there would be some that would get sick, and there would be some that do die. That happens anyway. It happens with just a seasonal flu. If you looked at the numbers with the seasonal flu and looked at the numbers with the COVID, it was identical. So what was killing people may not have even been viral, but now by injecting people with technology and programming, this is what killed everybody. So when they're talking about robots and, you know, this and that and this, and you wear a thing around your chest and for a terahertz frequencies are, you know, so good. And these are people supposedly that are, you know, the health gurus over there in Japan. You know, they made contact with a species from another dimension, 100 dimensions away. And they're just sitting there going, om, ah, e, ooh, give me your money, give me your yen, give me your money, give me your yen. That's all it is. That's all it is. You know, there's nothing there to support anything that article said. Like I said, it put enough truth in the articles that if you read those articles and you looked at them, you might think, huh, these people might know what they're talking about. But to believe that they made contact, really? Now, I'm just being a little bit of an asshole here. I'll be the first to admit it. But if I was that advanced, why would I want to talk to these two morons? You know what I mean? Like, why would I want to talk to them? What did they bring to the table? You're coming to me to ask for help. I'm looking at you from a perspective, well, since you're that messed up, maybe I should just go and conquer you. That's just my thinking. You know, we got people that are, how would you put it, that feel they need to, they transfer their emotions to everything, right? Well, the aliens are good aliens. They're more advanced. They'll help us. Why would any alien species help us? If we live by the rules that dictate life on this planet, it's the strong that survive and the weak that die. Well, that same principle would be everywhere. If you are that weak, you're not meant to live. That's how things work in even in our system. You know, when we're looking at, and I'm going to take this off into a tangent now, just a little bit of a tangent. In Canada, we have suicide. Well, I shouldn't say suicide. That's not quite correct. We have democide. Democide is when you wipe out a people in an area, a district, a region, whatever, you know, and or a country. So in Canada, what they're doing now in Canada, and I will play this, is they are wiping out everybody that cannot afford to live. That if you're needing assistance from the government, which is by right, your rights of a Canadian to ask that assistance, since you pay taxes into the system, and that's what it was for. If you are too expensive or costing too much money, this is Canada. Oh, Canada. And the Canada dum-dums need to pay attention here, because they're next. Their head's on the chopping block. It's coming. It's just coming. You know, if you can't afford to live in Canada, if you can't afford to make it in Canada, then basically they're offering you a solution. They're offering you injectable drowning. You know, death by, you know, murder, murder in Canada. What's the murder assistance? Murder assistance in death. Okay, made. So now you can't afford your medical costs. You can't afford your rent. You can't afford your, you know, they don't like useless eaters. You know, I don't know if they don't like useless eaters. I mean, when you say that, when you put that comment that way, I think you need to add a specific profile with that comment. They don't like people of European descent as useless eaters, because that's who they're wiping out. That's who they're trying to wipe out, right? Isn't that what they're going after? Aren't they going after those of European or European descent? Because they've actually, you know, these are the people that actually built the country. And now that they're all getting older, and now that they are getting to a point where, you know, they're able to collect pensions, which, by the way, I think our pensions, our pension money is going to the Ukraine. That's my take on certain things. You know, that the, if you're finding you're not getting your pensions, or your pensions have been held up or frozen, that's because they are trying to get you to go commit suicide. If your welfare checks or your disability checks or any other kind of subsidy check is coming your way and supposed to be coming to you because you, you've earned it, and they take that away from you, or they have held it back, or whatever, it's because they want you to ask them to put you out of your misery. That's what that's all about. So you have this going on in Canada, right? You have this whole murder by, you know, murdering people for absolutely no reason. Because they're old. Because they're old. And because they're entitled. So now this is coming. And in the U.S., they do the same thing pretty much. You know, if you're broke, there's no subsidy to help you get off the street. You have to live in the streets. Then you have to put up with that environment. Because as you notice, there is no real law and order in the U.S. either. Because if it gets to that point, the law isn't going to be there to help you. You're on your own. You wind up dead, you're just another statistic. That's how they look at it here. And that's how they're looking at it in Canada. If you're in, and if you're in any kind of megapolis like Toronto or Montreal or Edmonton or Calgary or Saskatoon or Winnipeg or Halifax, any Vancouver, it's the same. There was a stabbing that happened in Vancouver about maybe a year ago. Guy was in a Starbucks. He was like a server on the table. And I don't know what happened. Something transpired, and somebody from India pulled out a knife and stabbed this guy 6 or 7 times in the chest. He collapsed on the floor right in front of his kids. And he died. Never heard any more about it. Nothing. Nothing happened. I don't know what happened to the wife and daughter or the child that she had. Nothing. Boop. No big deal. Just another European descent dead. So I don't think they're so much concerned about those from coming, those the imports that are coming in. You know, like I said, I don't have any problem with people coming in to the country as long as we have enough of the people that are in the country. And if we have to continually subsidize everybody coming into the country, then why are they coming here? That's been my take on it. So again, It's not that they don't like useless eaters. They don't like people that have a brain and have worked hard all their lives and have created a life for themselves. That's what they don't like. They don't like the fact that you now enjoy your life. And that they don't like. They need slaves to work for cheap. They need slaves. You know, all these people coming in to get the education in Canada, right? Because it's cheap to come here to get in Canada. But now they're realizing that coming to Canada isn't so cheap. Barely afford to buy food. Barely afford to buy rent. Rent should not be as high as it is in that country. There's nothing there to warrant that kind of wealth. But the WEF has violated Canada. We see no opposition to the agenda that's happening in Canada. We see nobody. You don't see the Parti Québécois fighting this. You sure as shit ain't going to see the NDP because he's so far up Trudeau's ass he can count his cornflakes he ate for breakfast 3 weeks ago. So they're connected. And you don't hear Paul Bearer talking about it either. They do a lot of generalities if they do anything, but nothing's getting done, and there's no opposition to it. So you're basically on the hook. You're basically on the hook. So this is the same kind of thing, another form of propaganda. You know, yeah, you have a social network, you have a social program, but yet you can't use it. Because if you use it, you're costing the country too much money. We need that money to send over to the Ukraine. We need that money to help those Ukrainians so we can go to war in about 4 months. So we can send all the people in Canada go to war. Well, we can lower the population further and more money for us. Let's get rid of all the people that have a brain. We'll bring in the dumbasses to work the jobs. If a machine can't do it, we'll let them do it. We'll let them sweep the floor and work at we'll work at McDonald's or Tim Hortons or, you know, some fast food place, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken. They can pump gas. Yeah, we'll give them those jobs. And we'll subsidize their wages. We'll give them the $25 an hour wage to pump gas. But the rest can go to war. You know, like I said, there's always a kink in the chain, right? Nothing is straight or linked up properly. So like I said, I wanted to start off the show with this whole genre of, you know, ripoffs and cons and different things that are being perpetrated for health, because there's nothing really healthy. Nothing. There's nothing out there dealing with the real issues we need to be dealing with today, and that's radiation poisoning that we're all suffering from. Nobody's dealing with the nanotechnology. It's in the food supply. Nobody's dealing with that. Do you hear any government officials saying we need to check our food supply and make sure there's no carcinogens, no nanotechnology, no genetics in the food supply? Do you hear anybody speaking like this? No. Do you hear any medical establishment, the Canadian Medical Association and the American Medical Association, do you ever hear any of them, all these big wigs talking about how we need to make changes in the environment so that people wouldn't be getting sick? No, we're not hearing that, are we? But I tell you what we are hearing. Every day you turn on your television, every day you're online and doing the research, you are seeing some sort of drug campaign being pushed. It's amazing to me how many drug commercials are on every day. You know, and they, you know, they got, oh, if you got something in your eyes, if your eyes are itchy, you could be having some kind of diabetes of the eyes. Diabetes is a pancreas issue, not an eye issue. But you can have diabetes of the eyes, and you can take this drug, and you'll be able to see better, no more. And if you got this stuff in your eyes, and it's your itchy eyes, and feels like you got dust and knives and glass, it's, you know, it's because you got diabetes of the eyes. We're not talking about, we won't say what it really is, right? Air pollution, pollutants in the air that are affecting our visual. nanoparticles are accumulating in the eyes, causing a light film around the iris. No, we're not going to talk about that. No. We won't mention that little detail. But if you take this drug, you'll be able to see better. In a matter of months, you can take this drug once every 4 months, but the side effect is, you know, blindness. Macular, you know, tearing off the macular. Blindness. I mean, there's nothing that nothing being propagated today that doesn't have at least 30 or 40 side. And as fast as they can rattle off these side effects. But what do they show you? They show you somebody that, you know, is having problems seeing and rubbing their eyes, and their eyes are all bloodshot, bloody. And next thing you know, they got this pill, and they take this pill, and the eyes are cleared, and now they can see, and they're playing golf and watching a baseball game, and you name it. You know, it's all, and again, smoke and mirror. You know, children born with the head of a golden retriever. Children born with a head of a golden, okay. I missed something. Oh, the drugs. Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Golden retriever. No, sometimes it's not a few side effects. You know, the side effects that they rattle off about 10 or 15 of them, sometimes 20 of them, depending on how many side effects there are. But, you know, death is always mentioned, right? Governments are bad medicine. Oh, governments are just bad, period. You know, governments are bad for life, period. Government does not equate to life. It just doesn't work that way. You know, side effects. Yeah, I know. I figured it out. It took me a minute, you know. Talk, cold retriever. But this is the same thing that's going on in the health food industry. You know, they show you all these pictures. Oh, look at all this shit in the water. We just detoxed all this stuff out, blah, did he? And basically what they've done is sprinkle a little graphene and run a charge through the solution. And now it looks like you got this grayish, bloody, and all this shit coming out. And then they show you a person's feet afterwards, some young gal, probably in her 50s, you know, or mid-teens, you know, looking really pretty, got her feet looking out, got pretty feet, you know. And this is supposed to convey a psychological response that they can take this stuff, get shit out, now they look better. You know what I mean? It's crazy. It's from a funny E-Trade commercial years ago. Yeah. Okay. Shouldn't all food be healthy? Well, that would be my presumption, yeah. But it isn't. But this is what I'm saying, right? We got two types of commercials. Okay, we got the commercials on TV that are always depicting the Walt Disney world, you know, or the metaverse world. That, you know, everything is just perfect. The lollipop is a perfectly round circle with a perfectly red dye and the kid is eating the lollipop and the eyeballs are all popped up and the cheeks are all flush and pink. And see, they were showing us that eating lollipops with that much sugar would cause a side effect, brain damage and brain an addiction to sugar. You know, but the commercial painted it with rainbow colors and pretty faces and bright lit eyes and so forth and so on, because the bright lit eyes usually is clear. And if your eyes are that clear and you're smiling all the time, we know you're on some kind of medication. You know, but this is the metaverse display going on. Okay. And then you get on these drugs that you get onto, right? And you have to have an insurance company to help you compensate the cost of the drugs, because some of those drugs are like outrageously priced. Well, it's the same thing in the health food industry. You got a device because somebody made contact with this interdimensional, 100, 200 dimensional person, and they're giving you this device. Now you have to, and you're the only one that has the answer to the equation, because you have been selected and chosen by this alien race, and they have given you the answer to solve all of mankind's problems. But it can all be yours for a measly $5,500. It can all be yours. Mind you, it isn't going to do a damn thing for you, but for $5,500, you can have a machine that is totally useless. And that's what's being done throughout the industry today. You know, and a lot of this is all, you know, conscripted and, you know, written down and so forth. And we're constantly, like I said, looking at the whole, this whole gambit has been on a one-way trench to, again, bleed people's out, bleeding people's resources out of them. So that's all this has been about. All this has been about. People that have something that's legitimate do not get the attention they should, and people that are selling this fictitious fantasy nonsense gets all the adoration. And again, this is all done through the satanic fields and frequencies that are out here today, you know. But this is what's going on. This is what's been happening. This has been continually happening. Let me read some more of this. This stuff is so far-fetched, it's crazy. It is dangerous to destroy toxins when they're in the body at a high level. Your body does this all the time. Like I said, these are people that don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. They just don't know shit. Mrs. A test results is +108, which is oxidized. In general, those who receive a vaccine could be at the top level, super oxidized. Again, this is so funny. Saying hands, Mr. A. Fuji hydrogen saying, chew this and drink, chew it, absorb it sublingually. One site had finished drinking Mr. A's saliva, was collected again. Saliva was collected 3 times. Results applied formula determined the state of the body to a score of 30 or higher could indicate cancer. Again, these people, again, are playing scientist, playing doctor. And again, these are what they do here is they collaborate. Not collaborate. They collect all these different places, throw a bunch of stuff together. And again, I'm saying this again just to make sure that everybody gets this. Throwing a bunch of stuff together, and it sounds so scientific, but it's all bullshit. All of it. So, like I said, more. I don't even know what it is. Absorbing things that are in the body and excreting in the urine. What's this now? If you can mass up the nano chip and flush it from the body, it will be gone next time. This is hilarious. If they have between vaccinated, some people may feel unwell after PCR test. PCR swab is coated with substance, mainly graphene oxide, that contains a computer inside. Look at Mrs. A's video. Okay. So a lot of this stuff, like I said, is so theatrical. And again, they're calling fullerenes worms. A cafe that detoxifies vaccines and destroys the chips. This is, again, sounds really enticing. We should all go to Japan, you know, use the bullshit here. I heard that Z-Lite is hard to get in Japan, so I wonder if an overseas product, I use liquid product called Z-Tox. Again, they're telling people to use, and look at this combination. Ingredients are zeolite, fulvic acid, mineral water, and deep sea water. This thing does nothing but supercharge the zeolite so that the zeolite now become incorporated into the integrity of the constructs of nanotechnology. Again, one hand we're going to take out the chip, and the other hand we're going to put back material to rebuild another one. This is what I mean. These are people that are just stupid. Con men to the nth degree. The cost per session is approximately 40,000 yen. That's about 250 bucks. You know, there's no guarantee that the complete detoxification destruction will occur in one treatment. No. Hey, what a deal. $250 every time you go? Wow, imagine if you got to go 10 times, 20 times. How about 100 times? We modify commercially available machines in our way of using six-dimensional ideas. Six-dimensional. Are these people connected to AI? It's nothing you need to ask. Wow, we're talking about dimensional ideas. Perhaps they're one with AI. Yeah. So we got here. Peter Popoff's Miracle Spring Water. There you go. It's from... Drink this water and you'll be cured of everything. That'll be 500 bucks. You know what I don't understand with all these so-called interdimensional contacts? And if they've given this information to help everybody, you know, discover or be delivered, why is this become such a high level cost? I mean, if you really had something of that divine nature, wouldn't it be something that you should be showing people anyway? I mean, like showing them how to do it, what to do and how to do it and what to go by. Some dude ordered it and did a YT video. What a freaking scam. Oh, sure, it's a scam. I mean, I'm just reading this thing. I can't believe what I'm reading. And I'm just hoping the people in Japan don't get sucked into this shit. You know, most people today, like I said, are desperate because they took the jab. They want it out. I don't blame them. But, desperation leads to stupidity. About as reliable as Mrs. Cleo. Yeah, exactly. So I did this today purposely because there's so many people, even in North America, you know, you got a doctor. And let me reiterate here. Doctors get paid between $10,000 and $25,000 to endorse products they've never used. And most of them don't even know what's in the products. I know, I've been in this industry for 40 years. I can tell you for a fact that a lot of these products are being endorsed by doctors. Remember Dr. Wheel and Mercola and, oh shit, there was a couple, what's the guy on television there with Oprah? Not Dr. Phil, but the other goof. They all were getting paid just to put their name on the product. And they would give them $25,000, up to $25,000 just to put their name on, even though the product didn't have, maybe not had anything in it. You know, there was a program that was in Arizona about 25 years ago. Every Saturday, this guy came out of Hawaii, and all he did was advertise supplements. And he was a pretty stupid guy, you know. Dr. Oz, yeah, that's it. Yeah, Dr. Oz, he's another one that, you know, scammer jammer, must be related to Tam Tam the scam. But every Saturday morning, this guy would advocate all the supplements, and there was one product, honest to God, it had everything under the sun in it. It had all the homeopath, had about 40 or 50 homeopathic remedies. It had every vitamin you could think of. It had every herb on the planet. It had probiotics and prebiotics and electrolyte, you name it, it was all in one pill. And so we looked at, and it sold for $9.99 a box. They couldn't keep that shit on the shelf. It was the most useless stuff in the store. Health food stores do not cater to quality. They cater to quantity. if the product moves, they'll bring it in. They don't give a shit if it works or not. They don't care if it will hurt you or not. They don't care. The only time they pull a product off the shelf is if the FDA tells them to pull a product off the shelf or it has been found to have contamination in it. That's the only time. So when they, and this is any store, not just health food stores, groceries, any place that sells vitamins, drug stores, pharmacies, you name it. So when we looked at this product, there was a fellow there that worked there with me that was also very in the know. We looked at this stuff. There's no effing way all this could be in a little 500 milligram pill. The pill would have to have been at least 3 inches long and about 2 inches wide to have everything in it that it said it had. And that's not including the contraindications that one product would have with another one, you know. So it was, again, it was useless. We need some detox ice cream. There you go. So this has been going on for quite some time. You know how they advertise over here sometimes these water filters that you screw on your shower that will filter the water and remove all the toxins? You have so much toxicity in the water supply that those filters fill up in 3 days. They become useless after the third day. They're usually about $150 a filter. So unless you're running spring water through the filter, that's the only way you're going to have any real detoxification with those filters. But again, they're being sold and advocated. Here we got the terahertz wand. The terahertz wand. Zing, 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 bada bing, there goes your DNA. Zing, zing, zing. You know, there goes your lipids in your body. Zing, 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 there goes your tissue. You know, it's insane what they're selling. It's insane what they're selling. Like I said, when you read all this bullshit, and you can see it's just a compilation of from different websites that they put together to market a product that does absolutely nothing. And they're talking about 6-dimensional and 10-dimensional and 20-dimensional and 100-dimensional, 5,000 dimensions, and it's still going. But to a lot of the new agers, they'll fall for this big time, big time. And they'll even, a lot of them will even tell you, you know, when you're taking some of the things, it's the energies that they're reason why they're taking something. I always used to ask them, do you think possibly, maybe, just perhaps, could be that when you're taking these supplements that they are reacting with your biochemistry that produces a response mechanism that can trigger a positive or negative effect? You think maybe that could be it too? I'm not one to jump on the energy thing that quick. I don't deny it. I do believe it. But a lot of times, sometimes a cigar is nothing but a cigar. And sometimes when we're looking at things, we should be looking at things well. We know all these vitamins and all these supplements and all these amino acids and all these, you know, peptides all have a function in our body and create a biochemical reaction. You know, that is a given. That's been, you know, what we've come to understand in science. At this chemical, with this chemical, you're going to get some kind of reaction, whether it's a neutralized reaction or a hyperactive reaction. So, but none of them look at this. None of them will read this. And you got people all over the world just like that who only believe in some kind of energy, you know. In my mind, sometimes I keep thinking, oh, well, more for me, you know. I'm trying to be positive and exercising positive energy. More for me. And the other thing, too, because of these beliefs, ideas, philosophical thinking, that people will, you know, activate a modality or live a lifestyle and wind up after a period of time diminish and badly, because it takes a while for the body to diminish and be again to be drained. And so after a while of diminishing, they'll think that it's some sort of energy thing. True story. This is no word of a lie. True story. This lady had come into the health food store where I was at in London, Ontario. And she was into this new age stuff. You know, new age has been around for a while. So she believed that soy gave her an out-of-body experience. Not kidding. So I decided to look at this because I thought, well, what's going on here? You know, why would soy give you an out-of-body experience? I thought that something's not right. You know, I knew enough about soy at the time that, and all the dangers and cancers and everything else that it caused, but that was a new one. So I decided to investigate that just a little bit because I thought, out-of-body experience, that's a first. You know, now we're heading to that 100-dimensional contact again. Turned out that soy, if you ate enough soy, and if you're eating that in your diet regularly, it produces a zinc deficiency. And when you have a zinc deficiency and it goes down below a certain point, your brain doesn't function correctly. And you wind up having sensations like thinking that you're hallucinating, basically, or having delusions. So I looked this up and I thought, well, isn't that something? Soy causes brain damage in this regard. So I tried to explain that to her. I said, maybe you might want to lay off the soy a little bit because there might be something to that. You know, with the soy, it might be causing you to have a zinc deficiency, and maybe that's what you're feeling. Oh, no, no, no. I know the difference. You know, I know. I made contact. Okay. So at that point, here's a bottle of soy butter. It's on sale. Take it home with you. She did. I know some of you are thinking I'm cruel. I have that nature sometimes. But this is, I'm not kidding. Like I said, I was flabbergasted, you know. And I showed the manager of the store. So, you know, some people, he said, look, we get all kinds in here. He says, I read the same study. I don't eat this shit either. But if they want to eat it, you know, it's there. And like I said, that's the way things work in the health food industry. That's the way things work in the commercial part of that too. You know, so, hey, Mavic, how you doing? So like I said, you know, you have to be on your guard and on your game. You really do. And you have to understand there's there are a lot of legitimate places and sites. That one in Japan happens to be not one of them. And it's a scandal that's going on there, a total scam, you know. Because, I mean, it's so easy to say I made contact with another dimension. Well, let's have some evidence of this, shall we? Prove it. Prove it. If you're making this claim that you talk to beings from the 13th dimension, well, is there a 14th dimension? Is there a 100th dimension? Is there a 500th dimension? You know, I know everyone has a different belief and take on dimensions and stuff, but you know, myself personally, if you have made that kind of contact, I want to see it. Show me the money. Show me the money. Show me the evidence. Show me the grounds that you're talking about. Let's see. See, to believe people because they make that kind of proclamation, my first response would be, you need to share the medications you're on. You know, might want to share those with me. So I can be in that dimension, so I can see these for myself. And they might tell you, oh, you need to take some mushrooms and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And if the mushrooms don't kill you, because again, They got a lot to lose, right? Especially they're making money on people that are just completely being taken out of the equation. You know, with the lies and the deception. All right, I'm going to play something here. This is about Canada, if I can find it real quick. Second. Give me a second. Where is it? Here we go.
Canada has been completely infiltrated by Klaus Schwab's World Economic.
All right, let me know if you can hear this.
And the policies of the Trudeau regime are now reflecting the full horror of the Davos globalist agenda. Trudeau has passionately endorsed state euthanasia, signing laws that vastly expand the reach of the central government when it comes to killing its own citizens and reducing the population. Depopulation is the primary goal of the WEF, and Klaus Schwab's puppets in the Canadian government are now showing us what that looks like in real time. According to the latest figures, Canada is now euthanizing thousands of citizens each and every week. The nation that once prided itself on being open-minded and tolerant now has a regime that's euthanizing citizens with low social credit scores. And the reality on the ground is so terrifying that the media have been ordered to cover it up. Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Join the People's Voice Locals community to join our incredible community and support the channel. And visit collective.thepeoplesvoice.tv to claim a stake in the channel, earn profits, and have a say in what we do. The Trudeau regime has ordered the Canadian media to cease and desist reporting on this story that threatens to expose the dark heart of the Davos depopulation agenda for all to see. Trudeau has a history of getting the compliant Canadian mainstream media to issue total media blackouts on politically damaging stories. Check out our exclusive reports on the media blackout regarding why he left his teaching job halfway through the school term. Trudeau's own brother blew the whistle on why he's a puppet of the globalist elite. Why is the Canadian media so compliant? The government have bought out all of the mainstream newsrooms under the guise of supporting Canadian journalism. Mainstream journalists working for private companies are now receiving cash injections into their salaries, direct from the Trudeau regime. It's scandalous, yet nobody's talking about it. But here at the People's Voice, we're not beholden to anybody, and we can report on exactly what's happening in WF-infiltrated Canada. The fourth annual report on medical assistance in dying for 2022, released in November, reveals that since 2016, the state is euthanizing thousands of citizens every single week. First, the government began euthanizing people with mental health issues. Then they came for people with disabilities, including mild hearing loss. Now they're moving to legalize the euthanasia of infants who are deemed useless to society. Such is the enthusiasm for killing as many people as possible. A 42-year-old Canadian man is suing a hospital after secretly recording doctors discussing euthanizing him against his will. And don't think that being a decorated military veteran and Paralympic Games medalist will save you from the wrath of the state. Social credit scores can fall fast. In October, a jaw-dropping story emerged of how, 5 years into an infuriating battle to obtain a stairlift for her home, Canadian Army veteran and Paralympian Christine Gauthier found out the Canadian state had decided to euthanize her. It's now so easy for a person to be euthanized in Canada that the Canadian state-run socialized healthcare system is euthanizing sick and poor people rather than treating them. But it gets even worse when you learn the agenda behind the globalist elite's mania for euthanasia. After this quick break, we'll reveal the Canadian state's chilling Third Reich-inspired eugenics logic behind the mass deaths. But first, an important secret. Place your order now. If Klaus Schwab gets his way, his far-left technocratic regime will eclipse these records. According to the WEF's depopulation agenda, billions must die. Schwab has penetrated the governments of most Western democracies, turning them into authoritarian dictatorships, in which he's the invisible dictator pulling the puppet strings of compromised leaders like Macron in France and Trudeau in Canada. COVID vaccines, abortions, and euthanasia vans are drastically reducing the number of people in the West. Here at the People's Voice, we have been warning that WF-infiltrated governments were planning to roll out kill lists of so-called useless people ever since Bill Gates let the cat out of the bag while speaking to his inner circle.
You know, is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion. So you, of course,
well, that's an interesting thing you just said, which is just the last 3 months in life for one person or something, because we haven't had a discussion of how to allocate that money, it means we lay off three teachers to do so. I mean, in other words,
making that trade-off because of huge medical costs that are not examined to see which ones actually have no benefit whatsoever. And because of pension generosity, we will be laying off over 100,000 teachers, which, you know, I'm very much against that. And the whole AFP will agree with me on that.
This is the brutal, murderous world Bill Gates
You gotta think, who writes these scripts? Well, I mean, who writes these scripts? You know, I like to know, if you take away their cloning machines and you take away their devices and you have them in one of the butchery places, we call a hospital, and he's the one lying on the bed and he's the one that's got the terminal disease and he can't get access to all his high-tech stuff. I wonder at that point in time, should the plug be pulled just so that we could save or afford 10 teachers' wages? I like the way that these high-ranking billionaires, because they're high-ranking because they are billionaires, not because they did anything for the general population or made the world a better place. No, no, they got up there because of greed. They got up there because of creating pollution. They got up there because they created an environment that's inhospitable to life. That's why they're there. I don't know if they'd be high ranking in hell. I don't think so. I think they'd be on the lowest rank. They would be the one that would be eating the shit that came out of the demon's asses. That's how I look at it. But you know, maybe I got it wrong. That's not necessarily a high rank. You know. But these are people that are billionaires that have made their billions on greed, destruction, devastation, you know, and now they're going to make the decisions based on what ideology here? Because they're going to lay off 10 teachers, well, it probably wouldn't be a bad thing because most of those teachers are probably not even equipped to teach. But nonetheless, you got a person in the hospital that's going to cost $1 million. Why is it costing $1 million for somebody to be in a hospital to be treated for a life-saving procedure? You know, why is it costing that much? It's because the pharmaceutical companies, which are also run by billionaires, have made everything so prohibitively expensive that it costs $1 billion that the insurance companies pay for anyway. So the money still stays within the group that created the problem in the first place. But there's no reason why anything should cost $1 million to treat somebody who's got a terminal illness. So when they're talking this stuff, and again, how they propagate their nonsense regarding to how they are trying to justify this all based on economics. And I like the way they're not even dealing with the problem. Again, we're not dealing with the problem. The problem is the pharmaceutical industries, which controls the allopathic industry, which controls the AMA and the CMA in Canada and the United States and other parts of the world, whatever administrations they have created the price point for everything to be disinflated. So for you to get a treatment of any kind, it's costing extremely high, and it's all unnecessarily done so that the profits of the pharmaceutical industry can be sustained at a very high level. There's no reason why anybody shouldn't be able to get treated, even if they're going to die, as well as having to lay off 10 school teachers. You know, that's like making a comparison of apples to cantaloupes. It doesn't even fit in the same sentence what he's saying. And this is the guy. And the only reason why he's a billionaire today is because he stole the code that created his Microsoft. There was a guy that created that code. It wasn't him. He stole the code, sold the idea to IBM, and it became rich. That's how he became wealthy. He didn't do anything. He didn't create anything. He's an opportunist that took the opportunity to steal somebody else's work and make profit on it. And now he's now being, you know, interviewed as some kind of celebrity. He's not a celebrity. He's kind of stupid, really. So when you ask me if they're high ranking in hell, I don't think so. This guy ain't that bright, number one. I think he'd be on the janitorial side of things. This is my opinion, for what it's worth. But let me continue. The Bill Gates gave us Windows 98. Bill Gates gave us technology that malfunctioned all the time so that they could perpetually charge you for more services. And again, what gets me is how stupid people are by now renting the software and keeping everything up in the cloud and continuing to pay Microsoft and all these other techno companies money that they shouldn't have to pay. But for some reason, they feel they need to donate to these technocrats that are killing them, with technologies that are toxic, technologies that are irradiating all kinds of radiation. Billy Pyle of Shit Gates had insider connections to IBM. Oh, that too. Well, he's part of the family, right? Part of the family of Mason, so obviously he had connections. But if you look at the whole DOS program, he stole that program as well. So it was nothing he did. He wasn't that bright. And he still isn't, let me continue with the video.
And his associates at the World Economic Forum are determined to roll out as part of their Great Reset agenda. We can't allow their evil logic to become the new normal. We can't allow the globalist elite to implement their plans for China's social credit score system in the Western world.
A good score brings benefits, but people with low scores lose rights. The cinema names and shames people considered untrustworthy, plastering their details, even their addresses, across big screens.
It's a matter of principle. Those people have to be condemned.
Those people aren't honest, so they have to pay the price.
It's only right to pay your debts. You have to blacklist those that don't.
The Supreme Court.
Now, this is how they jade the television. There is no freedom of speech in China. Everyone knows this. So for them to interview somebody in the general public, obviously they're going to toe the party line, right? They're not going to say, no, these people shouldn't be treated this way. The government is unfair and biased and so forth and so on. They're not going to say that because now their names and their faces are going to be on that list as well, and they'll be placated all over China. So what we have is a system that they're trying to incorporate in Canada, eventually will wind up in the United States as well. So if you're not producing, if you're not in the high 90 plus percentile, and that's probably going to be considered low, then you are going to be lambasted. Again, you're going to be considered a weight on society. There will be no tolerance for anything less than maybe a 99.9% success rate. So, and then what's expected of you is going to be virtually impossible for anybody to be able to comply to all that's going to be required. So, but this is what, and again, this is some of the things you got to watch when you watch some of these programs. They're asking these people questions, and these people are responding according to what the narrative is in the country. They're not going to speak against the narrative. We can still do that right now, but that is also being encroached upon. We've had Bill C-23, Bill 63, and there was another bill that has come out, which has basically wiped out freedom of speech in Canada. When they decide to enforce that, it'll be because most people will be either dead, gone, or fighting a war in Ukraine, which may be here in 4 months. Just to give you an FYI. All right, let me continue.
It's created a blacklist for so-called bad citizens, those whose ratings have dropped to zero. On it are companies, but also 23 million people to date. Among them is this journalist, Liu Hu. He got a little too close to uncovering corruption among high-profile party members. After being sued for defamation by the subject of a story he'd written, he was blacklisted. He only realized when he tried to buy a train ticket and was told he was banned from traveling.
That tells me I'm still on the blacklist.
Punished because he's been branded untrustworthy by the state.
Once you're blacklisted, you can no longer get a bank loan, start a business, buy an apartment, or even send your children to a private school.
Nobody wants to be proved right about such a disturbing eventuality as the normalization of false social credit scores and state euthanasia of people they consider useless. But here are the people's voice. We've been warning about this for years, and now the reality is playing out before our very eyes. And now, as governments plunge needles into the arms of people who don't want to die, how long before the mainstream admits another so-called conspiracy theory has become a conspiracy fact? Here are the people's voice. We are determined to continue exposing the crimes of the great, but we need your help. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, and join the People's Voice Locals community for access to exclusive.
Okay, so, you know, this is another, again, manipulation going on. Things are creeping in. Again, everything's a sales pitch. Everyone's looking at the world through the eyes of television, or through the media, through the internet. And what we're seeing is the rainbow metaverse version of reality, not seeing the truth. And in fact, the more you can propagate bullshit and lies, the more popular you become. So it kind of makes you wonder, you know, how much what we're seeing on television in regarding to politics, regarding to religion, in regarding to markets, regarding to anything, how much of that is basically fantasy? So, you know, we're always, you know, being presented with whatever. I mean, like I said, okay, you got this nonsense, you know, and we don't, and we know what's going on in Canada. Those of us who are Canadian know what's going on in Canada. We see the country being dismantled. We see the country losing its, you know, its center. You know, it's being complete, and we've been invaded. We have been invaded. The number one enemy of Canada, biggest enemy we have in Canada, it's attacking Canada, that's destroying Canada, is the Canadian government. That is the number one threat to Canadians. And a lot of people get all worked up when you say that, but, you know, when you start to open your eyes, don't keep them closed anymore. You know, don't sit there and have your beer and watch your hockey and think everything's all right with you in the world. You know, don't go out there grocery, going out shopping at a mall because you need a dress that you're not going to wear but one time, or a pair of shoes you'll never see again. You know, or, you know, the makeup's making you think you're going to feel better having war paint plastered all over your face that's going to cause brain cancer. When you can get past that little, you know, fantasy or distraction, you start taking a hard look at what's going on in Canada, you'll find that we're on a tight wire walking across Niagara Falls, and the other side is starting to fray. That's where we're at today in Canada. And so everything that we're seeing going on in Canada, you always notice the Prime Minister's always smiling. He's got a three-piece suit, eyes crossing his legs. I don't think the guy's got much there, because you can't cross your legs that way if you're a guy. He's not that I know of anyway. You know, he's always smiling. Everything's perfect in Canada. Everything's working according to the plan. That's what's being promoted on television. That's what's being promoted in the media. And at the same time, we know that the media is being blocked from telling you the truth. The numbers of people that have died in Canada are way higher than what has been released by the CDC, by the Health Protection Branch in Canada, by the government, the health ministries, TAM-TAM, the scam, Bam-Bam, you know, and the ones beside her, you know, these are all rejects from a mutation factory. We're not seeing the truth on any level. In fact, what we're seeing is the televised version of fantasy. So, like I said, this is going on in all walks of life. This is going on in, well, let me play another deception. We all know that Idaho had the water shut down, right? Idaho had the water shut down. Or did they? Was that water maybe being redirected somewhere else? Something to think about. Let me find this real quick. I'll play it. Hold on. Here we go. Let me know if you can hear it.
Do you wonder where all the Ukraine money is going? Well, it looks like we've started a thread to pull. Idaho is trying to shut off water to 500,000 acres of farmland, 781 miles. But there's been plenty of rain this spring, so that's not it. They say it's due to water reserves underground, that it's projected to deplete at a too fast of a rate to preserve water supply. They need to shut off the water to 500,000 acres of Idaho farmland. But, the Continuing Appropriations and Ukraine Supplemental Appropriations Act of 2023 approved $4.5 billion for direct financial support to the government of Ukraine, or so they said. Gervois Global Limited enters an agreement of $15 million for information on drilling at its Idaho cobalt mine, utilizing funds from the additional Ukraine Supplemental Appropriations Act. Why is money for direct financial support for the government of Ukraine being rerouted by the Department of Defense to a cobalt mine in Idaho? Cobalt used in batteries for your phones, computers, electric cars. There are countless valuable usages for cobalt. Any side effects of cobalt we should be aware of, considering we use it in everything? Cobalt exposure triggers impairments in cognitive and anxiety-like behaviors, brain oxidative stress, and inflammation. And do you know what's a necessary component of cobalt mining en masse? Guess it. Water. Lots of water. On May 31st, 2024, Idaho Department of Water announced shutting off water to 500,000 acres of farmland. June 21st, 2024, Gervois Cobalt Mine can start drilling 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Idaho is shutting off water due to a shortage at the same time the cobalt mine is set to start operating 24/7. And it's Ukraine's funding bill, one of many, that gave $15 million to Gervois to restart operations after losing money. Couple of things to look further into. How many members of Congress have a financial interest in this cobalt mine? My initial research? A lot. Also, is it linked to the CHIPS Act, where they gave Micron a fistful of money to start manufacturing in Idaho? And are they trying to destroy crops so they can take the land and mine more cobalt, or is it purely to control the water supply? I was just in Idaho, absolutely beautiful state filled with great people. And the government shows up with the government gun and forces their will. Again, maybe it's just a coincidence, and I'm just a conspiracy theorist. Perhaps. But one fact remains absolutely true. Money that we were told was going to Ukraine is not. There is no coincidence.
But the television is telling me that Idaho's got a shortage of water. Television is telling me that Calgary, Alberta has got a pipe that busted in the main. They can't get water to the city. Yet they have 25 reservoirs all around the place. They can get water into Calgary. Another water main broke in British Columbia. There's a drought going on in Mexico. This is what the television keeps telling me that I'm supposed to accept as true. The shit going on in the Middle East, the Hamas. How many times have we been hearing that nonsense? The Hamas is part of the Israeli military. It's a special forces unit. And yet they're kidnapping, Americans. They're kidnapping, people, Jewish people in Israel. They're kidnapping, really? Like I said, the whole industry, which is networking, the telecommunications industry, and what's being propagated and promoted today is all basically fiction. And when you're looking at mainstream, and you're looking at all the medicines that are propagating in mainstream, and then we're looking at all the news that's going on in mainstream, and all the different events that are going on all over the world, in the United States, Canada, and the rest of the world, and you look at the alternative mainstream, the alternative mainstream with the alternative news and the alternative health, would be the mirror of the allopathic and pharmaceutical with the nutraceutical industry. And you begin to realize that basically the show is going on everywhere. And you have to realize as well that majority of the products that are being sold today are designed to further focus genetic destruction, DNA breakdown, genetic integration with technology, further causing more issues and more health problems. And this is not going to go away soon. And the continuous advertisements are in the health industry are going to be just mind-boggling. It's going to get worse. The more desperate people become, the more shit is going to be sold. The more shit's going to be advertised. The more shit's going to be out there. And this is reality. Just like in the medical field, anytime there's some new nuances that are occurring, they've got a drug now. If you've got a kid that's high strung, give them this drug. If you've got a person that's high strung, give them that drug. If you can't sleep, take this drug. If you sleep too much, take that drug. If you want to have sex, you got to take the blue pill. If you don't want to have sex, take the pink pill. I mean, it's just nuts today how the way everything's being placated. And again, when you're doing all this stuff, you have to stop and for one second. Why do I need a pill to calm me down? Why do I need a pill to hype me up? Why do I need a pill to get me erected? Why do I need a pill not to get erected? Why do I need a pill to help me sleep? Why do I need a pill not to help me sleep? See, why do we need these chemicals? Why do we need them? What's the real problem going on here? What's causing you not to be able to sleep? What's causing you to sleep too much? What's causing you to malfunction in your reproductive system? What's causing you not to always have activity going on? Like I said, what's causing these things? These are the things that the medical field isn't doing. These are the things that the scientific community isn't doing. These are the things that the allopathic and the alternative industries aren't doing. They're not looking at cause. Even when this whole thing started off, the nanotech, when Morgellons was first named Morgellons, again, that was a symptomology of the poisoning from nanoparticles. Yet at that point in time, they were not looking at cause, they were looking at symptomology. And it's still going on today. We'll treat the symptoms. Here's a drug to treat the symptoms. I just had a talk with the Universal Galaxy Council of Bullshitters, and they've given me this product to bring down to the earth so I can make millions of dollars. So send me your dough. See, this is what we've got going on. And it's an unfortunate reality, but this is going on. And like I said, I hope that people do not fall for this bullshit. I hope they ban these people. I really do. I hope, like I say, in the rest of the world, again, if you keep your eyes open, if there's a doctor, if a product has a doctor name on it, hang on to your wallet, because 9 chances out of 10, it'll be bullshit. That's what I've seen for the last 40 years. If a doctor endorses a product, 9 chances out of 10, it will not work. It will not have any function other than to take your money. That's what I've seen. All right, I'm going to wind her down. I've got this going. Give me a second. I'm always late doing this. I don't know why I'm always late, but I am. I always, at the end of these shows, usually meet up in the Discord. So if you want to meet up there, you can. Feel free to come on in. There's a ton of information being posted all the time there. Some of the people in the Discord was worried or concerned, but because they're putting a lot of stuff in. The whole idea behind the Discord was so that people from anywhere can walk in and I want to know what you think about cell salts. I know one of them is silica. Thank you, Angela Montana. Cell salts work. They do have a value, but don't use silica. Don't use silica. Doesn't break down, number one. You have no mechanism to break it down, and it does engage nanotechnology. So cell salts were used for a lot of variety of different things. The primary reason for them is to increase the electrical, your bioelectricity. That's one of the main reasons to use them. Okay, I'll go here. Just trying to get all these things up there. Okay, the links for Discord is up and in, so feel free to come on in after the show. I always say after the show as well, read your gospels. We're in these dark, dire times, and you may want to take a look for yourself. What's up and down? Best thing I can tell you, read the gospel, read what Jesus had to say, follow that. Again, pay attention to the details of what's going on around you in your life and in the and what's being propagated. Pay attention to the wars and rumors of wars, because that's where we're at right now. So again, read the gospels. All right, the next show should be on the 26th, 8 p.m. Eastern. Hopefully we'll see you then. Till then, to your health, and we'll see you in the Discord. Take care. Okay. So...